It's Wednesday, August 17th. Hello, everyone. I'm Tom Turbeville, and thank you for logging on to WTAW.com. Well, the Coppell Copperheads made quick work of the Brazos Valley Bombers in winning their fourth Texas Collegiate League title, taking the championship series in two straight wins at the Brazos Valley Bank Ballpark. The Copperheads beat the Bombers 3-1 last night to end the TCL season. The Bombers finished the full season at 31-33. Now that the A&M to the SEC talk has gone somewhat to the back burner, we can start talking football again. And a lot of the talk all offseason has been about the Aggie receivers and how that will certainly be among the best ball-catching group in the country this year. Jeff Fuller and Ryan Swope tied to set an A&M season record last year with 72 catches each. Swope says the competition during practice will make players like he and Fuller and Easy Wachiku, Kendrick McNeil, Brandel Jackson, make them even better.
Yeah, we all have, you know, high expectations for one another. We hold each other accountable, and, you know, we're out there competing, you know, seeing who can go without dropping a pass just doing the right things out on the field, blocking and assignments, it's kind of a game, and we see we battle out there. It's friendly bragging rights, but you know, I feel like that really carries over to the field and helps us push each other.
Aggies open the season 2 weeks from Sunday against SMU. Well, the Aggie basketball team finished their European tour yesterday with an 80-78 win over the EMW Elite team in Paris. So the Aggies beat that team twice after falling to the Swiss national team twice. And they come home with a pretty pleased head coach, Billy Kennedy.
Yeah, I think it was real positive that the style of play got a taste of it, especially offensively. We'll go back and spend most of our preseason preparing defensively. And then I thought we got a good feel for who can do what, and I thought the relationships were built, and that was a good start.
Five Aggies scored in double figures, led by David LeBeau's 14 points. Elston Turner talked about the trip and how the team bonded.
Coming into this trip, we were all close, you know, but we all had our little, you know, little groups, as you would say, that we all really will hang out with. But being here for 10 days together made everybody come closer, you know, as a team and as a whole. And I feel like when we get back, you know, to the U.S. and start conditioning and, you know, getting ready for the actual season, you know, I think it's going to pay off a lot.
And they're heading back to the United States from Europe right now. Former Bryan Viking and Aggie football player Ty Warren's career could be in jeopardy now as he's suffered another long-term injury. Warren was signed by the Denver Broncos after being released by the New England Patriots last month. He now has a torn tricep that'll sideline him indefinitely. Warren missed all last season with a hip injury. The Broncos hope Warren will heal enough to play, but if he needs surgery, his season and maybe his career could be done. And the Houston Astros haven't had much to cheer about this season at all, but they did last night at Minute Maid Park, and I'm going to let Milo Hamilton tell you all about it.
Fly ball, way back into center. Center fielder back. It's a grand salami. Holy Toledo. Bogus Sevic. And he's being mobbed. Man, oh man, what a finish.
They win it 6-5, and the Rangers beat the Angels 7-3. They lead the AL West now by 6. And Joe Paterno says he's in a little pain after getting blindsided in practice, though he expects to coach from the sideline for Penn State's season opener. Entering his 46th season, Paterno is major college football's winningest coach with 401 wins. His right arm is out of a sling, though he's limited to monitoring practice from a golf cart for now. Joe Pa says he expects to be back at 100% sometime next week. Penn State opens September the 3rd against Indiana State. And finally, Nevin Shapiro, a former Miami booster who is serving a 20-year prison sentence for masterminding a $930 million Ponzi scheme, has told Yahoo Sports that he provided impermissible benefits to 72 of the university's football players and other athletes between 2002 and 2010. Shapiro says he gave money, cars, yacht trips, jewelry, televisions, and other gifts to a list of players, including Vince Wilfork, John Benson, Entrell Roll, Devin Hester, Willis McGahee, and the late Sean Taylor. Shapiro also claimed he paid for nightclub outings, sex parties, restaurant meals, and in one case, an abortion for a woman impregnated by a player. One former Miami player, running back Tyrone Moss, told Yahoo Sports he accepted $1,000 from Shapiro around the time he was entering college. Yahoo Sports says it spent 100 hours interviewing Shapiro over the span of 11 months and audited thousands of pages of financial and business records to examine his claims. That's a look at sports. I'm Tom Turbeville. Thank you for logging on to WTAW.com.